They are also to lead the people in the end times from the fourth world into the fifth. If they fail in this task of holding the knowledge until the aliens return, they will not be taken from this world into the next. If they fail, they will fail at gathering the chosen. Humankind would cease to exist as we know it today, and all of humanity could be wiped clean from the planet only to start over again. It is time for people to stop and not only listen to the true keepers of knowledge on the planet, but also to act on their wisdom. If we follow their words of wisdom, we will all live in great peace, contentment and harmony in the new world. Closing comments. As I stated at of this chapter, I could write a book longer than any known on Earth, and still I could not tell you all the information the aliens gave to me. Acknowledging we are not alone is the first step. Once you accept that we are not alone, the next step is to act upon that fact. Respect your life and the lives of all living things. Walk through this life with respect for the Earth. If you can do this, then you can no longer harm yourself, others, the Earth or the other dimensions and worlds. You are the creation of God. Act responsibly with that knowledge. The final message is simple: we are not alone. Listen to the wisdom of the ancient civilizations and the aliens. Both are here to help guide us to a new way of life. There is a divine plan. The alien presence is a safeguard to protect everything that was created by God. There is no reason to fear them when they arrive. Watch the skies for the blue star to appear. Utopia. I close my eyes, and there before me I see the universe, from a single creature to every living thing, the vibrant colors filled with anticipation of being truly discovered, walking along a golden path of light leading to utopia, a world of color and emotion, of few words spoken. It is of beginnings with no real endings, a Shangri-La of the worlds combined as one. The universe lay before you in a single breath. You inhale the tranquility of this other world without a name of an unknown place in your mind. It is as real as yourself. Without your presence, it disappears once again out there in the unknown, until the next one stumbles across this haven. The closed eyes of the mystical wanderer sees more of life than the man that walks the street with eyes wide open. He sees no more than land and people from where he asks. They are from Utopia, the unknown land where souls were born of life everlasting and ever beginnings, a place called Shangri-La. A simple traveler can reach this place if only he finds the golden path of light and follows it without fear, but with love in his heart, a direction that few are willing to succumb to, the beauty of one's self to reach high enough and enter into the unknown. The end.